Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Spoofhound Radio Network. I'm Skylar Stamps inside Maryville High School gym for tonight's matchup between the Maryville Spoofhounds and the Liberty Lady Blue Jays. Action tonight. We'll get started in about 6 minutes. We'll have a little bit of pregame. I'll take a break here, and when we come back, we'll take a more in-depth look into this matchup.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support also comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum has served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCB KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. More information at facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Also from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
We're back here inside Maryville High School gym. Tonight's matchup featuring the Maryville Spoofhounds. They come into tonight's matchup with a record of 1 win, 4 losses, with the last matchup coming with on a 24-42 loss to Platte Valley. Coming off of that tournament down there in St. Joe, where they did lose all three games, but then they rebounded versus South Harrison on the 7th, and then they did avenge that loss down into the tournament. The last game they played South Harrison, lost 55-49, and then at home they did win 63-56. So that's where that one win came from. On the other side, the Lady Blue Jays from Liberty, they come into tonight's matchup 2 wins, 4 losses, led under head coach Zach Warner. They come from Class 6, District 8. Your Maryville Spoofhounds come from Class 4, District 16. So starting lineup tonight for the Spoofhounds. First, it's going to be led by a junior guard, Jaylee Price. She comes into tonight's game averaging a team-high 13.4 points per game. After that, it's going to be Addison Weldon, also a junior guard. She's averaging 4 points per game. And then Ryson Steens averages 6.8. She's a junior forward. And then a sophomore guard, Peyton Kurt. She's averaging 6 points per game. A very young Spoofhound roster. And then rounded out by a junior forward, Riley Hornbuckle. So she's leading down there in the post for the Spoofhounds. But those are your 5 starters. As I said, a very young roster for this Maryville Spoofhound team. Not a senior listed on the roster. 0 seniors, 7 juniors, 4 sophomores, and 1 freshman. So very young for the Spoofhounds, but as the season progresses. But on the other side of things, for the Liberty Blue Jays, it'll be Izzy DeShepper for starting for them. She averages 5.7 points per game. And then leading scorer, Addie Rickliffe, she scores 10.7 points per game. Megan Murphy also in the starting lineup. We've got 1 minute until tip-off here. Anna Clark also for the Liberty Lady Blue Jays, averaging 8.2 points per game. And then rounding out the starting lineup for the Liberty Blue Jays, Inslee Dreyer. I was totaling that all together there for you. We had a little bit of technical difficulties, but we got it all figured out before the game got started. So all the starting lineups are figured out here. They're about to do starting lineups here inside the gym. So we'll take another break and be back here with tip-off.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings, and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue. Today, tomorrow, together. And the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or online at airforce.com. Support also comes from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina and Land O'Lakes, along with Gates water tanks and bulk bins, to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoil.com. And Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. Information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For information, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville. This broadcast is also underwritten by U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
We're back here inside the gym of Maryville High School. They're going through starting lineups right now for the Lady Blue Jays. Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. So this will be a matchup tonight between two teams kind of trying to figure out where they are at in the season. It's early on. Starting lineups have finished. Teams breaking out of the huddle. We'll have tip-off here in just a few seconds. Jumping for the Blue Jays, it'll be number 10, Inslee Dreyer. And then for the Spoofhounds, number 5, Addison Weldon. The official's got the ball, about ready to toss it up. And we're underway inside Maryville High School. Spoofhounds control the tip. Goes to Jaylee Price, left side, Peyton Kurtz. She dribbles middle, passes right side to Rice and Steens. Back to Jaylee Price on the right side. She'll dribble in. Good defense here by the Blue Jays. Upside, Peyton Kurtz. Good defense here by the Blue Jays. Jaylee Price in the left corner, dribbling right. She's got it stripped away, tipped away, almost to the half-court line. Ball's tipped away and recovered by Anna Clark for the Blue Jays. They'll head it the other way. Ball's controlled by Megan Murphy up at the top. She's still dribbling around. To the right side goes to Clark. She'll launch a three off the mark. No good. Maryville Spoofhounds rebound. That ball is rebounded by Peyton Kurtz, but she dribbles it off of her foot out of bounds. Blue Jays will retain the possession. Blue Jays ball out of bounds on the right side. She gets it in to Megan Murphy. Up top to Ricklips. She'll launch and hit. Correction, that was Ensley Dreyer who hit from the free throw line, so the Blue Jays hit first. Now Maryville the other way. And Peyton Kurtz gets it up to Rice and Steens. Left corner, Addison Weldon. She'll drive in. Contact, nothing called. She'll get her own rebound. Puts it up again. No good. And rebounded by Ensley Dreyer. Here come the Blue Jays. Megan Murphy making some contact in. Bad pass, and it's stolen away by Addison Weldon. She'll come the other way. Push the ball down inside the lane. Two-step move off the mark. No good. Out of bounds, rebounded, nope, out of bounds to the Blue Jays. So Maryville with some good lucks there on that possession, but unable to convert. Blue Jay ball. Maryville does set up in their full court pressure. Blue Jays have no trouble breaking it. Now they're in the front court. Megan Murphy, she'll drive in, get the foul call on Riley Hornbuckle for the Spoofhounds. Call was on the floor before the shot was put up. So Blue Jays have the ball under the bucket. They pass it in to Izzy DeShemper. Anna Clark will launch a three from the left corner. No good. Offensive rebound. Ensley Dreyer, and she puts it up, and it's good. So Ensley Dreyer, she's had 2 points, or she's had all 4 of the Blue Jay points so far this quarter. Now Maryville with the ball. They drive right side, and it's inside to Addison Weldon. She takes it in for 2. So Maryville gets on the board, and the full court pressure gets a steal. Jaylee Price with the shot. No good. Jaylee gets her own rebound, almost gets wedged between the backboard. It's off at 3 shots. No good for the Spoofhounds, but they still retain it. They get the ball inside. Blocked by Anna Clark. That was Riley Hornbuckle with the layup tip shot. No good, but a foul was called. That foul's on Anna Clark, her first, team's first. Hornbuckle to the line for 2. First one up and good for Hornbuckle. She'll get one more shot. And it's up and good. Hornbuckle connects on both. So now the full court presser, the Blue Jays do break it. Up top to Murphy. She'll try and pass it inside. No good. Batted away. But the Blue Jays do connect. Number one has her ball tip shot. That's DeShepper. Out of bounds to the Spoofhounds. I don't think Dreyer realized that the ball was tipped, so she tried to save it, unable to do so, but out of bounds to the Spoofhounds. Price will dribble up for the Spoofhounds, setting up the play. Screen left side, she chooses not to use it. She's still dribbling around the top. Right side to Weldon. In the corner goes to Steens. Back to Kurtz. And Kurtz will travel. Turnover by the Spoofhounds. So the ball will go back to the Blue Jays. Scores 4-4. 4:56 remaining here in this first quarter. Liberty now trying to break that full court pressure. Maryville, they do so. That's DeShemper in the corner. She gets it back up to Murphy. Anna Clark will launch a three. No good. Rebound to Peyton Kurtz for the Spoofhounds. There's pressure, and tie ball. So jump ball, possession arrow will be to the Blue Jays. Scrappy game so far between the Blue Jays and Spoofhound. Score still tied 4-4 in this first quarter. They get Den Murphy up top. She'll swing it over to Inslee Dreyer in the post. Nothing doing. Stolen by the Spoof Hounds. That's Jaylee Price. And she'll pull up for a three-point jumper. No good. Didn't hit anything. But the offensive rebound is taken in by Kurtz. Weldon takes it in by herself, driving layup. Nothing going there, but she does draw a foul on the shot, so she'll get two. That foul was on Anna Clark. That's going to be her second, team second, so she's going to go to the bench with those two fouls. And checking in for the Blue Jays will be Hadley Gravett. And number three, Alicia Norman. So Spoof Hounds with the ball. They pass inside. Stolen away by Murphy. She takes it. Fast break. Spoof Hounds. Good transition defense. Ball gets knocked out of bounds to the Blue Jays. Good hustle defense by Reisensteins for Maryville. Blue Jays ball out of bounds underneath their own hoop. Norman will pass it in for the Blue Jays. Cutter down lows. Murphy. Ball's tipped and recovered by Jaylee Price for the Spoof Hounds, and then it gets tipped out of bounds by Gravett for the Blue Jays, so Spoof Hounds retain possession. They'll pass it back in to Price. They get it up top. That'll be Price for three. No good. Rattles around and out. Rebounded by Norman for the Blue Jays. And she'll find a bullet pass all the way down the court. That was at Addie Rickliffe's for the Blue Jays. That's their leading scorer. And she'll find two for the Blue Jays. Back the other way come the Spoof Hounds. Addison Weldon dribbling up top. She'll pass right side to Jaylee Price. Back up top to Kurz. She'll try and pass it inside. Nothing doing. Stolen away by Murphy. She'll go in for two. Foul called. Shots no good. So the Blue Jays will go to the line for two. Megan Murphy gets two shots. That foul on Reisensteins, that's her first. Team's second. Murphy at the line for two. First shot up and good. Some subs here for the Blue Jays. Mackenzie Smith in. Second shot for Murphy is good. She's got some here. And now the Blue Jays lead 8-4. Maryville back the other way. Weldon gets it up to Annie Sparks, who's in for the Spoof Hounds. She'll get it right side to Price. Price dribbles around top, trying to lose her defender. Nothing going there. She swings it right side to Sparks. Back up top to Weldon. Price getting trapped in the corner. She'll dribble on the baseline. Turnover, Spoof Hounds. Turnover, Price. Ball goes back to the Blue Jays. Scores 8-4 in favor of the Blue Jays. 2:48 remaining in this first quarter. Blue Jays will inbound on their own side of the court. And Maryville puts on that full court pressure. And Blue Jays have no trouble breaking the pressure. Norman puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Sparks for the Spoof Hounds. Back the other way. Reisensteins brings it inside. Tries to do a double move. No good. Out of bounds to the Blue Jays. A substitute here for the Spoof Hounds. Kurz comes in for Reisensteins. A steal here for the Spoof Hounds on the inbounds. That's Jaylee Price. She'll try and pass it up top, but it's stolen away by the Blue Jays. So they give it back to each other. And then a bad pass by number 21, Mackenzie Smith, for the Blue Jays goes out of bounds to the Spoof Hounds. So this game filled with a lot of turnovers here so far in the early goings. So it'll be Maryville ball coming down the court. Point guard Jaylee Price brings it down. Gets it over to Kurz. Up top to Kurz once again. Jaylee Price will shoot a three. Right side, it's good. She connects on three for the Spoof Hounds. Spoof Hounds down by one. Hadley Gravett has it for the Blue Jays. Trying to get something going here. Stop this run from the Spoofhounds. She'll dribble up top. Getting a long two from the right side by Adley Rickliffe. That's no good. And a foul called the other way on the rebound. That foul is going to be charged to Hadley Gravett. Spoofhounds will have the ball. That's her first. And then team's third. So Spoofhounds coming down. Jaylee Price, point guard. She'll swing it right side to Sparks. She dribbles back to the middle, trying to set something up. Swings it left side. Kerr's almost lost the handle on it. Blue Jays almost get the steal. She gets out of the trap. Sparks launches a three. Connects on nothing there. Rebound batted around, handled by Kornbuckle. Alyssa Cunningham connects on the three for the Spoofhounds on the long rebound. She just puts it back and then commits a foul on the inbound. So Alyssa Cunningham, she'll commit the foul on the inbounds. That's her first, team's third. 1:09 remaining here in this opening quarter. Maryville Spoofhounds now leading 10-8 over the Blue Jays. Full court pressure for the Spoofhounds. They pass it up. Blue Jays, no trouble breaking the pressure this time. Ball's handed by Norman. Left corner to Mackenzie Smith. Back up to Norman. Left corner, Gravett. She'll dribble back up top. Norman up top now. Handed off the ball. They'll get it inside to Dreyer. She puts up a shot. No good, but a foul is called. They got her on the arm during the shooting motion. That foul is going to be on Riley Hornbuckle for the Spoofhounds. That's going to be her second, team's fourth. So Inslee Dreyer will go to the line for two. First shot up and rattles in. Hornbuckle will come out for the Spoofhounds. In is Ryson Steens. Second shot, four, is in. Inslee Dreyer connects on both of her free throws. We've got a tie game, 43 seconds remaining. Spoofhounds coming down the court. Ryson Steens gets it over to Kurz. Kurz back up to Sparks at the top of the key. Ball swinging around the top of the key. Kurz has it, dribbling at the top. Alyssa Cunningham had him sealed off, but they didn't get the ball to her. Spoofhounds, 18 seconds left. A little bit of trouble here. Sparks has it dribbling up top. Some quick passing. Ryson Steens back to Jaylee Price. She'll reset things. 8 seconds left in this first quarter. Isolation play. Kick out. Kurz with the kick out in the corner. A shot by Ryson Steens is no good, and that is the end of the first quarter. At the end, that's going to be the score, 10 for the Spoofhounds, 10 for the Blue Jays. We're knotted. We'll be right back after this break.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
We're back here inside the Maryville High School at the Maryville High School gym. We've got a good one so far between the Maryville High School Spoofhounds and the Liberty Lady Blue Jays. We're knotted at 10 at the end of the first quarter. Teams are coming back out onto the court for the start of the second. It'll be Spoofhound basketball to start the second quarter. The starters in for the Spoofhounds. And it'll be Ryson Steens controlling the ball, gets it up top to Jaylee Price for three off the back iron. No, she gets her own rebound, puts it up. Thought there might have been a little contact there, but it gets blocked out of bounds to the Spoofhounds. So the Spoofhounds will have the ball underneath the hoop. Reisensteins to inbound. Looking for someone, gets it into Hornbuckle. Back up to Weldon. Weldon will drive baseline. Kick out to Kerr. She opts to not shoot the three. Gets it over to Hornbuckle. Drives in. Kicks out. Kerr's driving in. Gets pickpocketed. Body's on the ground. And instead of a jump ball, they're going to call a foul, I think. They are going to call a foul on the Spoofhounds on the scramble. That's going to be on Peyton Kerrs. That's going to be her first, team's first of the quarter. So now Blue Jays trying to break that Maryville press. They do. And that's number 30, Hadley Gravett. She kicks right side. DeShemper, she hits the three, connects. Blue Jays up 13-10 early on in this second quarter. Now it's Maryville's turn to respond. In the corner goes Weldon. She drives in. Crazy shot, but she does get fouled. That foul is going to be on Hadley Gravett. Hadley Gravett is going to pick up her second foul, team's first of the quarter. So that's going to send Addison Weldon to the line for two. She puts the first one up and curls in. Some subs. Hornbuckle is back in. Or rather, she was just talking to coach. But on the other side, Hadley Gravett's going to come out. And Alicia Norman's going to come back in. Second shot is up and good. So connect on a pair of two. Spoofhounds down 13-12. 7:08 remaining in this second quarter. Spoofhounds still pressing, but the Blue Jays do get past it. Murphy's going to dribble up top, pass left side to Norman. They're going to find Addie Rickliffe's on the baseline. She'll put up two, and it's good. A little baseline jumper for Rickliffe's. Spoofhounds come the other way. Weldon drives. She kicks. She shoots about a 15-footer. Doesn't connect. Rebounded between a Blue Jay and a Spoofhound. It's going to be a tie ball. Position arrow to the Blue Jays. Maryville set up in that full court pressure that has given the Blue Jays some trouble, but they find the sideline, hit the middle, and break that press perfectly. Norman's going to hit it on the right side, get it into Izzy DeShemper, but she gets fouled on the shot, so she'll get two shots coming here. That foul was on Addison Weldon. That's her first of the game. First shot up and good for Izzy DeShemper. She'll have one more. Second shot, DeShemper up and good. So the Blue Jays extend their lead 17-12 here in the early going of the second quarter, 6-29. Spoofhounds the other way. Kerrs has the ball left side. Trying to find someone outlet to and does find Reisensteins. Steins dribbling right. Finds Weldon driving in. Layup good. She went through two defenders to get through that layup. Good effort there by Weldon. Now it's the Blue Jays' turn. They come backside. Norman kicks out but stolen away by the Spoofhounds but batted out of bounds. And it will stay with the Blue Jays. It'll be Norman inbound for the Blue Jays under the hoop. Spoofhounds playing a 2-3 defense against this offense for the Blue Jays. Spoofhounds knock the ball out of bounds on the inbound. So they'll get another chance. They'll change the inbounder. Now it'll be Addie Rickliffe's. They find DeShemper in the corner. It's a design play. Three-point shot by Addie Rickliffe's, and it works perfectly. She connects on the three-point jumper. That play designed perfectly, executed perfectly for the Blue Jays. She connects on the three. Blue Jays up 20-14, and the Spoofhounds now with the ball. They'll try and answer with something of their own. Peyton Kurz, top of the key. Finds Weldon, dribbling right side. Passes off to Steens. Addison Weldon gets the ball, loses the handle for a second, but then a reach-in foul called on number 10, Inslee Dreyer, for the Blue Jays. That's going to be her first foul, team's second foul of the quarter. So score 20-14 in favor of the Blue Jays, 5:27 remaining in this second quarter. Spoofhound ball at half court. It'll be Addison Weldon to pass it in. She gets into Kurz, back to Weldon. She's trying to find someone to pass to, another design play. Throws it into traffic, stolen away by Inslee Dreyer. She's bringing it the other way for the Blue Jays. Kicks out, Rick lifts another three, no good. Rebounded by Peyton Kurz. So Spoofhounds trying to go with some tempo. That'll be Price, who pulls up for three, no good. Rebound to Rickliffs. She's coming the other way. Passes up to DeShimper. She's got a three of her own in this quarter. Murphy loses the handle of the ball. Ball's on the ground, and the Blue Jays come up with it. That'll be Norman driving. Foul called. Foul called on the Spoofhounds. So Norman for the Blue Jays will go to the line for two. That foul is going to be on the Spoofhounds. Number 5, Addison Weldon. It's going to be her second, team's third. So Norman at the line, 4-2. First shot up and good. Blue Jays perfect from the line. She'll get one more. Second shot up, and the announcer's jinx, she missed it. Score now 21-14 in favor of the Blue Jays. 4:40 left in this second quarter. Spoofhounds coming down the court. Peyton Kurz has it at the top. She passes over to Hornbuckle. She couldn't handle it. Stolen away by Norman. Here come the Blue Jays. They try and come with tempo, but stolen away by Price. And the Spoofhounds come back the other way. Addison Weldon will try and drive for the Spoofhounds, but she tries to pass it into Hornbuckle, and nothing going. Stolen away by number 10, Inslee Dreyer. She'll bring it the other way. Wide open layup. No good. Rebounded by Jaylee Price going the other way, but a foul is called. Not sure exactly what happened there, but either way, a timeout called here by Maryville. They'll try and set something up. We'll take it with them. We'll be back here in 30 seconds.
Support for Spoofhound football comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Back inside Maryville High School, the Blue Jays lead it 21-14, 4:10 to go in the second quarter. Spoofhounds pass in the ball to Jaylee Price. She finds Peyton Kurz in the corner. Kurz dribbles back up, finds Rice and Steens at the top. Pressure coming. She's trapped. She finds Kurz as a outlet. Kurz will pass to Cunningham. Rice and Steens now has it and kicks over to Briley Acklin. Her shot off the mark and a rebound by Norman for the Blue Jays. Norman's been very active in this one so far. She finds number 10. That's Inslee Dreyer once again. She'll put it up for two, count the basket, and a foul. The defense kind of fell apart there for the Spoofhounds. Dreyer was wide open under the hoop, came over late, made the layup, and won. Her free throw on the way. It's good. That foul for the Spoofhounds was on Briley Acklin. That's her first. Spoofhounds have four fouls, so the Blue Jays will be in the bonus from here on. Two fouls on the Spoofhounds, four fouls on the Blue Jays, so any other fouls committed will be in the bonus. Spoofhound ball. They'll inbound to Acklin at the top. She finds Price back at the right corner. Swings it on the side to Kurz. She dribbles in. Free throw line jumper off the mark. Back iron, no. Rebound comes down to Dreyer. She outlets to Norman. Here come the Blue Jays down the court. Norman kicks out to Ricklips. She'll find Dreyer again, and it's good just inside the three-point arc, so that is a two. Dreyer racking up the points so far. So here come the Spoofhounds, down by 12. Here's Price. She'll drive in for two. No good. Rebound. Rebound by Inslee Dreyer, and then tied up by Price. So ball will be Maryville Spoofhounds inbounded on the baseline. 26-14 your score. 2:53 remaining in this second quarter. Ball inbounded to Kurz. She dribbles up, kicks right side to Cunningham. She'll try and back her defender down, kicks out to Kurz once again. They're handing it back and forth back to Cunningham. It doesn't work. Blue Jays try and steal it, but pass it right back to Cunningham, but then stolen away by Norman again. That's something that has hurt the Spoofhounds this year is turnovers. Blue Jays coming the other way. Ricklips. She tries to pass up top, but it's stolen away by Price. She has a left-handed layup with a defender. No foul called. Count the bucket, though. Thought there might have been a foul there. But anyway, Blue Jays the other way. Inslee Dreyer, wide open three. Off the mark, no good. Spoofhound rebound. That's Peyton Kurz with the rebound for the Spoofhound, so they'll come the other way. Try and shorten this 10-point deficit even more. Alyssa Cunningham has the ball up top. She'll try and find a cutting Spoofhound, but communication not there. Passes it to no one, out of bounds, so it's Blue Jay ball. It'll be Core Grow to pass it in for the Blue Jays against this full court pressure by Maryville. They do get it across to Dreyer. She fakes, she shot fakes, takes it inside, passes out to Ricklips. She's hit a couple threes, but she chooses to drive off the backboard. No. Offensive rebound to Cheyenne Kane. She gets it back up to Ricklips. Back over to Kane on the right side. She finds Norman in the corner. Norman dribbling up top. Ricklips back up top. And gets it over to the corner to Dreyer. Ball is being passed around. They missed a wide open Dreyer underneath the hoop. Chose not to pass it to her, but instead, Cheyenne Kane driving inside. Off balance shot, no good. And rebound to the Spoofhounds. So here they come. Cut into this lead with a minute remaining in the second quarter. That'll be number 30. Sparks for three. It's good. Spoofhounds cutting into this lead even more. Just down by 7. 43 seconds remaining. Blue Jay ball. Norman brings it down into the front court. Passes over to Ricklips. Gets it in the high post to Mackenzie Smith, where she gets fouled. That foul on the Spoofhounds is on number 10, Alyssa Cunningham. That's her second. And that's the fifth on the Spoofhounds. So Mackenzie Smith has two at the line. She hits the first. R-B-O-U-S-D. 36 seconds left in this second quarter before halftime. Smith's second shot up and good. So Blue Jays lead 28-19. Spoofhounds trying to pressure. Oh, passed it. No one there. Passed it to a Blue Jay instead. She had to pass it away. She was off balance. That was Annie Sparks for the Spoofhounds and turned it over to Ricklips. Ricklips got fouled after she got the ball, so she'll go to the line for two since the Blue Jays are in the bonus. First shot up and good. So just like that, the Blue Jays extend their lead once again to double figures. She's got one more on the way. Up and good. So Ricklips puts in two for the Blue Jays. Maryville ball, 25 seconds left. Price gets a screen at the top of the key, decides to not use it, fakes out her defender, gets the ball over to Cunningham. Cunningham trapped at the top, gets it over to Sparks in the corner. Back up to Price at the top. She'll dribble around the top of the key. 10 seconds remaining in this quarter. 8 seconds. Price goes left. She's dribbling around the top. Ball knocked away. She comes back with a 3-2. Stolen away by Norman. She gets a 3-point shot off the mark. And that brings us to halftime. Your halftime score. Liberty Blue Jays 30, Maryville Spoof Hounds 19. We'll be back after this break with some more stats and highlights from this first half.
Support for Spoof Hound Football comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoof Hound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back inside Maryville High School gym, the dance team putting on a performance for the crowd here at halftime for entertainment. We're going to take another break here on the Spoof Hound Radio Network. When we come back, we'll have some stats for you, talking everything about points scored, rebounds, while the dancers perform a Christmas dance. We'll be back after this halftime break.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. Also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud sponsor of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years, the Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, visit nwmcell.com.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoof Hounds, KXCV, KRNW.
Back here inside Maryville High School gym, once again, halftime score, Blue Jays up 30-19 over the Spoof Hounds. Some halftime stats. Maryville led in scoring by Jaylee Price. She has 5 in the game. Addison Weldon is leading the Bearcats. She has 6 in this one. 5 for Jaylee Price. 3 for Addison Weldon. 2 for Hornbuckle. And 3 for Annie Sparks. Alyssa Cunningham also tacked on 3 with her 3-pointer. So that rounds out the 19 points for the Spoof Hounds. And then for the Blue Jays, Izzy DeShimper, she hit that 1-3 in the second quarter, followed by two free throws. She's got 5 points. Alicia Norman, that point guard, who's been really all around, she has 1 point in the game, but she's had a lot of offensive production with just her assist. I don't have that stat, but she's been all over the court on defense. A great defensive effort by Norman for the Blue Jays. Leading the scoring for the Blue Jays is number 10, Ansley Dreyer. She has 11 points for the Blue Jays. That's Ansley Dreyer. Followed by Addie Rickliff. She has 9. So that's the scoring breakdown. Once again, Blue Jays up 30-19 over the Spoofhounds. A lot of offensive production for the Blue Jays, but just a lot of mistakes by the Spoofhounds. Aired passes. I think if the Spoofhounds just settle down, let things start clicking in the second half, things will start clicking. More shots will be able to fall. We've got 4 minutes left of halftime, so we're going to take another break right here on the Spoofhound broadcast.
Support for Spoofhound football comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot BioProven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. For more information, 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support is also provided by Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. And Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More online at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, the credit union offers in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day and electronic signatures on loan documents. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV KRNW.
Back here inside the Maryville High School gym, both teams out in the locker room. Once again, Blue Jays up over the Spoofhounds, 30-19. We'll get started with the second half in about a minute and 30 seconds. It'll be interesting to see how the Spoofhounds come out of this halftime and see what changes they make. The pressure for the Spoofhounds was working some in the beginning of the first half, and then the Blue Jays really figured out a way to break that full court pressure, and that's kind of whenever things went south for the Hounds. It was a good defensive effort for the first half for the Spoofhounds, but some defensive breakdowns late in the possessions is what led to the Blue Jays' success. A lot of times the Blue Jay would be left open. Ansley Dreyer left open under the hoop a couple times. And really, they could have taken some more advantage with some more opportunities that they were given, but they didn't find her all the time. So this lead could be a little more for the Blue Jays. So Spoof Hounds only down by 11 going into this third quarter. We'll take a quick break and have your second half right after this.
West Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
And we'll get started with the second half. It'll be the Blue Jay ball coming out of halftime, up 30-19. They'll get it in to Murphy. Up at the top, she falls down. Spoof Hounds dive on top of it. Great effort there. Cleared out by Steens. She gets it over to Price, who will bring it down the court. Screen set by Hornbuckle. Nothing going there for the Spoof Hounds. Addison Weldon will be in the corner. Cross-court pass to Steens. Good defense here by the Blue Jays. Kurz will get the ball, pass it over to Weldon. Kurz will drive baseline up. No good. Shot's no good. It rolled around the rim. Rebounded by Rickliffs for the Blue Jays. She'll pass it over. Shot no good, but shot up and good for Dreyer. So she adds on to that lead. She's got 13 now in the game for the Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays are up now by 13. Spoof Hounds coming the other way. Top of the key, Kurz. She'll dribble around. She'll take a three herself. Off the mark, no good. But Price gets the rebound, puts it up, and good. Offensive rebound leads to 2 points, allows the Spoof Hounds to set up in that full court pressure. Ball almost stolen away by Kurz, but the Blue Jays get it across the half court line and set up their half court offense. Ball bounded around. Murphy will take a three on the left side. Shot no good. Jaylee Price with the rebound. Weldon for the Spoof Hounds drives in. Floater up. No good. Ball batted away. Price, good effort. But the ball batted away. They're going to call a foul on Price. She went for the ball but also caught the legs of Murphy. So it'll be Blue Jay ball in the backcourt. They'll have to deal with this Maryville pressure once again. They get it in, trap on the right side, but they pass up. Dreyer gets it over. She'll pass the ball up to Murphy at the top of the key. She'll dribble around. Ball goes left side to Clark, back up to Murphy. Blue Jays setting up an offensive scheme. Inslee Dreyer gets the ball passed to her at the top of the key. Rickliffs, three, top of the key, off. No good to the right. Rickliffs, usually their three-point shooter. Rickliffs, a 32% three-point shooter on the season. But the Spoof Hounds come the other way with it. Weldon will drive. Throw right corner. Communication not there, and it goes straight out of bounds. She thought that Price would stay in the corner, but she was cutting to the hoop. So ball out of bounds, Blue Jay ball. Once again, full court pressure. Anna Clark to pass it in for the Jays. She gets it over to Murphy, up to Dreyer, and across to DeShimper. Murphy has the ball at the top of the key. She'll pass inside to Clark. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hornbuckle. She gets it out to Price, who will bring it down the court for the Spoof Hounds. Finds a wide open Kurz in the corner for three, but she doesn't opt for the three. Drives in and scores on the two. That was a great shot fake by Kurz. Throws the defender in the air. She gets the easy two. So score now 32-23 in favor of the Blue Jays. DeShepherd has the ball. She shoots in the lane. Ball no good. Offensive rebound by Dreyer. She'll kick out to Murphy at the top of the key. She'll find an open Dreyer in the lane. Ball knocked away from her by Jaylee Price. And ball out of bounds to the Blue Jays. Substitution here for the Spoof Hounds. In for them, Cunningham, and out, Ryson Steens. So the Blue Jays get the ball inbounded to Murphy at the top of the key. Anna Clark in the corner. She'll pass it back up to Murphy at the top. Ball goes to Inslee Dreyer. She drives, ball on the rim. No good. She gets her own rebound, though, and she puts it up. Ball no, or shot no good once again, but a foul is called. She'll go to the line for two. That foul is on Addison Weddle and Weldon, sorry, rather, and that's her third in the game. No one coming in for her yet. Correction, they will send in Cora Groh for Weldon with those three fouls. Spoofhounds now have two fouls in this third quarter. Blue Jays have none. Inslee Dreyer's first shot was no good. Second shot on the way, and she does connect on this one. So, 10-point lead here for the Blue Jays. Here come the Spoofhounds. Price has the ball in the corner. She'll use the screen from Hornbuckle, go up top, kick out to Kurz. She drives but called travel first. Ref said she traveled before she took a dribble. Now it'll be Blue Jay ball on the sideline. Get it into Murphy, up to Dreyer. She'll get it across the half court line and back to Murphy. She gets trapped down low. Kicked out to Clark. Clark has the ball. Gets it over to Murphy. She'll drive. Finds Steens. She'll take a dribble inside the three-point arc. Shot no good. Rebounded by Price, or Kurz, rather. And then passes over to Price to bring the ball up for the Spoofhounds. They'll try and cut into this 10-point deficit. Hornbuckle gets it out of the low post. Finds Groh, but she opts to pass it to Price. Price has the ball at the top. Finds Groh back on the right side. Cunningham driving for the Spoofhounds. Shot no good, but a foul called. So Cunningham will go to the line for two for the Spoofhounds. That foul on Inslee Dreyer. That's her second in the game. First for the team in the third quarter. Alyssa Cunningham's first free throw up and good. Annie Sparks will check in for Hornbuckle. And Cunningham will have one more shot. Her second shot up and good. So 3:26 remaining here in this third quarter. Spoofhounds trail 25-33. Here come the Blue Jays the other way. Hadley Gravett with the ball in the corner. She finds Addie Rickliffs back up at the top. She'll find Inslee Dreyer. She shot fakes, drives. Ball's poked away. Here comes Peyton Kurz. She'll, instead of taking the layup, she'll bring it back out as the defense started to collapse. She finds Price at the top of the key. Then it goes Kurz right side once again. Over to Cora Groh. She'll take a couple dribbles, lose the handle, then find Price in the corner. Price dribbling back up top. Finds Groh on the opposite side. Ball goes to Spark. She bounce pass in. Ball kicked to Groh on the 15-foot line. Shot up and good. Cora Groh gets started with her scoring, and we're going to have a timeout called here by the Blue Jays. Spoofhounds cut the lead down 2-6, 33-27, 3 minutes left here in this third quarter. We'll take a break with them right here on the Spoofhound Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Back here inside Maryville High School gym. Blue Jays lead 33-27. Spoofhounds score four straight here. So Blue Jays will have the ball under the basket on the other side. So Spoofhounds set up in their pressure. Almost lost the handle. That was DeShimper. Gets the ball up to Murphy at the top of the key. to Shepard. On the baseline, beautiful bounce pass to Murphy, and she lays it in for the easy left hand. That was a beautiful play and executed perfectly. Lead back up to 8. So Maryville trying to answer. Grow has the ball on the side. She'll pass over to Price. Price dribbling at the top, gets it over to Cunningham. She'll hand it back off to Price. And a 3-second violation called on Cora Grow. Ball go back to the Blue Jays. Kurz will check out for the Spoof Hounds, and Reisenstein's back in. A trap here by the Spoof Hounds, but the Blue Jays break it. That's Norman on the right side. She's dribbling back up to the top to set up the play. She dribbles in to 2 defenders. Ball's poked away, and Cora Grow comes away with the steal. And timeout called by the Spoof Hounds. I think that might have been called a little late whenever Cora Grow was getting trapped down there in that corner, but the ball got out. But we'll take that break with them right here on the Spoof Hound Radio Network.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support for Spoof Hound Football comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Back here inside Maryville High School, where the Blue Jays are on top of the Spoof Hounds, 35-27, and it will be Spoof Hound basketball out of the timeout. Maryville called that timeout. 1 minute, 35 seconds remaining here in this third quarter. Price looking to find someone. Couldn't find anyone. Had to throw it in and throws it right to Hadley Gravett. So a turnover off the timeout for the Spoof Hounds. Spoof Hounds with another turnover here. But a good defensive play by Price to knock it away on the entry pass. So it'll go out of bounds. Blue Jay ball once again. They'll get the ball into Norman at the top of the key. She'll dribble left. Kick out. Tried to draw the defender, but she stayed knowing that Rickliffs was a good shooter. So good defensive knowledge there by Price. Anna Clark will swing the ball over to Gravett. Norman, kick to the corner. That's DeShepard for 3. No good. Ball short. Good box out by Cunningham for the Spoof Hounds. She'll get the rebound. Here comes Price the other way. She dribbles right. Finds Sparks in the corner. Goes back up to Steens. And number 10, Cunningham will have the ball and shoot. No good. Rebound to the Blue Jays. Fight for the ball now. And we've got a jump ball. Jaylee Price has been all over the floor in this third quarter, fighting for her team. Offensively, defensively, she's been there. So it'll be Spoof Hound basketball on the jump ball. They'll pass it into Acklin at the top. She finds Steens on the left corner. She'll hand off to Sparks. Sparks driving right side. She'll dribble in. Ball gets poked away, but Price comes away with it. A little floater in the lane. That was pretty no good. Price once again a little too aggressive this time and gets called for the foul in the backcourt. Trying to argue her case to the official, but that didn't work. And Blue Jay ball in the backcourt. So it'll be Norman to bring up the ball. 10 seconds left here in this third quarter. She'll drive right. Kick out. That's a 3 by number 12, Anna Clark. It's good, and Spoofam basketball, 1 second, they'll launch, no good. So that three-pointer, a dagger to end the third quarter. Blue Jays now up 38-27. We'll be right back after this short break with the final quarter of action right here on the Spoofhound Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support comes from Hallelujah Counseling on South Main in Maryville, offering Christian-based mental health counseling, including anxiety and depression therapy, trauma counseling, stress management, relationship issues, and more. To schedule a consultation, 660-223-1700.
Back here inside the Maryville High School gym, where we just wrapped up the end of the third quarter. Blue Jays are leading over the Spoofhounds, 38-27, 11-point advantage. We've got 8 minutes left to play in this one. Blue Jays hit that three at the end of the third quarter to put them up by 11 points, put them up by double digits. That was Anna Clark, the senior guard. And so, to start the fourth quarter, it's going to be the Blue Jays with the ball. So, I'll pass it in. Final 8 minutes underway. See what the Spoofhounds have in them for this last frame. Here comes Murphy. She'll dribble at the top, gets it to Dreyer. Number one to Shepper. Shot fake drive, hits nothing. And the ball will go out of bounds to the Spoofhounds. A bucket here would be good, and the Blue Jays decide to put on a little bit of pressure. They drop back. Price has the ball. Good ball handling behind the back. Loses their defender. Gets the ball over to Kurz. She'll hand off to Weldon. And then it's Kurz in the corner for three. Air ball hits nothing, just like the other end. So rebound goes to Dreyer. She'll get the ball to Clark. Back up top to Rickliffs. Anna Clark will launch another three. No good. Rebounded by Inslee Dreyer. She puts it up. No good, but a foul called. That foul's going to go on the Spoofhounds, number 15. That's Peyton Kurz. That's her second, first of the quarter. Inslee Dreyer's first shot up, rattles around, hits the backboard, and in. She'll get one more shot, try and extend this lead to 13, and she can't do it. Rebound goes to the Spoofhounds, to Price. Down by 12 are the Spoofhounds. They have the ball driving. That's Reisenstein. She finds Price again. Nothing found. And ball goes out of bounds to the Spoofhounds. Some passing going around there, but deflected out of bounds by the Blue Jays. So they'll get the ball into Weldon. She'll drive right side. And foul called on the shot. Didn't think they were going to call it, but clearly grabbed her arm. So she'll get two shots. That's Weldon. That foul was called on Megan Murphy. That's going to be her first of the games and team's first. Support for today's game comes from Addison Weldon will connect on both. Now Blue Jays try and come back, extend that lead once more. Anytime the Spoofhounds have made a basket, Blue Jays have come back and answered with one of their own. It's to Shemper up top. She finds Dreyer on the left wing. Megan Murphy has it. She passes over to Shemper. Easy pass inside to Dreyer. She can't connect on the layup. You can't really get much more open than that, but the defender came late. And Spoof Hound ball. An errant pass for the Spoof Hounds goes off of Reisenstein's and out of bounds to the Blue Jays. Maryville just needs to get on the same page here. The pressure, once again, not really working for the Spoof Hounds. And the Blue Jays get the ball across the half-court line. Here comes Ricklett. She'll drive in off the backboard and good for the Blue Jays. Spoof Hounds looking a little gassed here. And now it's Addison Weldon on the right side with the ball. She'll find Peyton Kurz on the right side. Back up to Jaylee Price at the top. She'll drive right side. Come back around left. Find Steens on the left corner. Still walking around. She'll find Price on the baseline for the easy little two. Great cut there by Price, and even better find by Weldon to find the two for the Spoof Hounds. So score now 30-41 in favor of the Blue Jays. 5 minutes and 10 seconds remaining here in this last frame. Blue Jay basketball now. DeShepper has the ball. She passes over to Inslee Dreyer, who can't control the pass, and the ball goes out of bounds to the Spoof Hounds. So they'll get another chance to cut into this lead even more. Scored on the last possession. See if they can do it here. Price coming down the court. Top of the key. She dribbles right. Fakes her defender. Switches speed. Kicks out to Weldon. And she has the ball stolen away from her by Murphy. So the Blue Jays trying to slow it down. Remember, no shot clock here in Missouri yet. So Blue Jays can waste as much time as they want trying to keep the ball away from Maryville. Murphy with a perfect pass to Dreyer, but she could not connect on the layup. I don't think she was really expecting a pass. Rather, she was just cutting. But anyway, here come the Spoof Hounds. Peyton Kurz tries to pass it into Hornbuckle, but it goes off a Blue Jay leg and out of bounds. So Spoof Hounds retain possession underneath their own hoop. It'll be Steens to pass it in for the Spoof Hounds. She'll get it in to Weldon. She drives right, kick out to Price. Price driving. She kicks out to Weldon. Weldon kicks over to Kurz. She drives. Foul is called, but before the shot, so no shot, no free throws coming for Weldon, but rather just an inbound pass under the hoop. See what they can draw up. Ball gets into Price. Kicked up top to Weldon. Hornbuckle now has the ball at the free throw line and dribbles back out to the three-point line. Weldon gets the ball, drives, and foul called. She'll get two shots. So Weldon once again being aggressive to the hoop, but this time she'll get two shots, try to convert for Maryville. First one up and off the mark. Free throws. Free throws have been key for both of these teams. Both teams not really missing any of them. And a full timeout called by the Blue Jays. So once we come back, we'll have another shot from Weldon. Spoof Hounds trailing by 11 points. We'll come back right after this.
Support for today's Spoof Hound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Back here inside the Maryville High School gymnasium. Blue Jays lead it over the Spoof Hounds, 41-30, 3 minutes 52 seconds remaining in this last quarter. Before the break, Addison Weldon at the line. She missed her first free throw. She'll shoot her second now. Shot up and good for Weldon. So that cuts it down to a 10-point lead for the Blue Jays. A stop here from the pressure would be great for Maryville. They have the pressure. Blue Jays coming up the court. They pass to Mackenzie Smith, who gets it up to Norman, who sets up the offense. Pretty clear that the Blue Jays are trying to waste some time here, but Annie Clark will launch a three and connect. That is a dagger. She hit the big three at the end of the third quarter, and she hits another one here towards the end of the third quarter, or fourth quarter, rather. And Blue Jays up 44-31. The Spoofhounds try and connect on one of their own from Annie Sparks, but it's off the mark, no good. Rebound to Hadley Gravett. Ball goes to Norman at the top of the key, over to Clark. Mackenzie Smith now with the ball, over to Norman. Inside pass to Clark. Ball rolls around the rim, no good. But it's finished by Mackenzie Smith, who gets the offensive board and put back up. Maryville now with the ball. Shot up, no good by Weldman. But a foul is going to be called on the floor. Not quite sure who that one's on. The foul is going to be on Mackenzie Smith. That's going to be her fourth for the Blue Jays, so she'll check out. In for her is Addie Rickliffs. So the Blue Jays extended their lead. They're now up by 15, 46-31 with the Spoofhounds with the ball. 2 minutes, 30 seconds remaining. Price has the ball at the top. She'll swing right side to Weldon. She gets the ball to the corner, but she gets it right back for a three of her own, and she does not hit. And Norman with the rebound. Could have been a foul there on Price. Getting a little flustered, but Weldon has the ball. Turnover, stolen by Hadley Gravett. She puts up the shot, no good. Offensive rebound, shot no good again. That shot by Addie Rickliffs, and the ball will go out of bounds off the Spoofhounds. A lot going on there, about three shots by the Blue Jays right under the hoop. They couldn't connect on any of them, but they do get the ball. So Norman to pass it in. She finds DeShepper in the corner, who passes up to Mackenzie Smith. And then once again, Addie Rickliffs in the corner. They ran that play. It's a three-pointer once again for the Blue Jays. They ran that play in the first half. Same outcome, same result. Three-pointer there. So the Spoofhounds now down by 18. It'll be Alyssa Cunningham who drove in. She threw a wild shot off the backboard, but a foul was called. That foul was on Izzy DeShepper, and she'll get two shots. First shot up around the rim, no good. So only a minute 45 remaining in this fourth quarter. And the Blue Jays lead it 49-31, extending this lead even more. So Cunningham at the line for a second. No good again, so she couldn't convert on either shot. And here come the Blue Jays after they get the rebound on the free throw. Norman driving. She kicks corner to Cheyenne Kane. Back up to Norman at the top. 1 minute, 27 seconds remaining. Spoofhounds down by 18. Almost a miracle needs to happen here, but all they can do now is play solid defense and hope for a turnover. But instead, Mackenzie Smith will drive in, put up a shot, no good. And the rebound to Jaylee Price. She'll get the ball to Cunningham, who drives in. Back to Price. Gets it over to Hornbuckle on the other side. Kick out. Sparks, three. No good, off the mark. Jaylee Price batted it out and into Hornbuckle's hands, who puts it up, and good for the Spoofhounds. 50 seconds remaining, down by 16, 49-33. Norman driving. She does the Euro step. It's good, and one for Norman. Alicia Norman for the Blue Jays. She drives in the pretty Euro step. and she puts it in. That foul on Maryville is going to be called on Alyssa Cunningham. That's her third, team second of the fourth quarter. Norman's one and only shot up and no good. Ball tipped around and out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Blue Jays. Seconds remaining in this one. Score 51-33 in favor of the Blue Jays. They run the same out-of-bounds play, but instead this time it's for Adeline Conrick, but it's off the mark. That's Addie Rickliff's play, but the ball goes to Price's hands. Hornbuckle has it at the top of the key. They swing it over right side to Kurz. Hornbuckle back up at the top. Number 10, Cunningham takes the three-point shot. No good. Tipped into Price's hands right under the basket for the easy two. 13 seconds left. Down by 16. Spoofound still fighting. They get it up to Norman. Kicking out. And she gets it over to Addison Conrick, who's just going to hold the ball as time expires in this ball game. Final score in this one is Liberty Lady Blue Jays 51, Maryville Spoofhounds 35. Maryville falls to one win and five losses on the year, while Liberty improves to 3-4 on the season. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more right after this.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com. or on Facebook, MTE Office Center, powering business.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center of Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. And from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. Also, from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Also from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillandDinsdaleSeed.com. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.
Back here inside the Maryville High School gym, where we just wrapped up the varsity girls contest between Maryville and Liberty. Liberty came out with the victory 51-35. The 16-point margin for the Blue Jays. To wrap things up, the Maryville High School girls basketball team will be in action once again a week from today in Kansas City in the 12 Courts of Christmas tournament. And that'll be versus Van Buren from Arkansas. They won't play back home until January 4th versus Lafayette. That start time is at 5:30. Don't forget to tune back in tomorrow evening. We'll have the game between Bishop LeBlanc and Maryville High School boys, both ranked 6th in their respective classes, so we'll be in for a good one tomorrow night right here on the Spoofhound Radio Network. That'll do it from Maryville High School. I'm Skyler Stamps. Once again, your final score, Liberty Blue Jays, 51, Maryville High School, 35. Thanks for tuning in.